Do you ever feel like you are two different selves battling one another for control? Hi, my name is Samer Abuselbi. I'm the host of the show Super Awesome You on the Super Awesome Mix podcast network. If you have a moment and you haven't already, please review the show, share it with someone who you think would enjoy it as well, and be sure to subscribe or follow to the podcast. So this week's topic is really this feeling of, I'll be honest, I get annoyed with myself. I get annoyed with myself whenever I'm trying to introduce change and I feel that I'm fighting that change, even though there's like a part of me that is aware that this change is going to be very positive, I'm going to enjoy it. There's still another part of me that is like, nope, this change stinks. What are you doing? Bring me back to the old state. And I feel like I'm fighting myself and negotiating with myself and arguing with myself all the time to try to introduce something that I want to do. And it's a very bizarre feeling to feel that one eye says yes and the other eye says no. We've talked a lot about the science behind why this happens. Namely, our brains don't like change because change is uncomfortable. Change requires work. It requires building new neural pathways, which is a tremendous amount of energy investment in the brain. It requires, our brains really like to understand and project into the future because it makes us feel safer to know that things aren't going to change and that what happened today is predicted to happen tomorrow. That gives us an extreme sense of comfort. Stability is something we all crave. So whenever we are the arbiters of change and we are the authors of that, our brain really doesn't like it. It just is like, wait, no, like you have a routine. I like this routine. What are you doing right now? And so I think that's like a lot of the reason why we end up fighting ourselves is because it's like the two, there's two different parts of our brain that are basically arguing with one another on what to do. So what I have found to be successful in this scenario is I will kind of force my hand in terms of introducing the change, and I'll sign myself up to do it for a minimum of, let's say, like 2 or 3 weeks. So recently, I wanted to wake up at 5 a.m. every day. It's something I've always wanted to try. It sounded like, you read all the time about how many successful people wake up early and they do this and they do that and blah, 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 blah. Obviously, there's, questions of, is it correlation or causation? Are you successful because you wake up at 5 a.m. or is it just that successful people happen to wake up at 5 a.m.? Who's to say? But I wanted to do it and I thought, okay, I'm going to try this out. And so for 4 weeks, I woke up at 5 a.m. Monday through Friday. On the weekends, I allowed myself to sleep in a little bit. I'd wake up around 6 or 6:30 because I didn't want it to be too wild of a swings between the weekdays and weekends. And I absolutely loved it. It was great. Certainly in the beginning, it was so much easier than I thought it would be. And I really enjoyed it. I spent a lot of that time in the morning working on journaling and meditating and listening to music that I wanted to listen to and reading books and really, again, trying to take that time to invest in myself. And it was very, very powerful. But then around the week 3 or 4, I started to get really tired of doing it because that's what's going to happen. Change sometimes can be a little exhausting, especially whenever you are imposing it on yourself. Again, that part of the brain gets a little bit louder as you keep forcing change on it. It's like, hey, don't you remember that you could sleep not at 9:30 at night and that you could, hit snooze if you wanted to, and you could wake up at 7 if you really wanted to, like you work from home. What are you doing, crazy dude? Like, don't wake up at 5. And that voice became powerful enough that I couldn't ignore it anymore. And I thought, okay, yeah, maybe I'm right. Maybe that version of me is right. And I really don't need to do this. And I'm forcing something that doesn't matter. So I let myself stop. And I spent a week not waking up at 5 a.m. I set my alarm back to around 6 or 6:30. And it was really, really eye-opening for me because I could then compare my life when I was doing it at 5 to the life that that part of my brain was trying to convince me I wanted to do. And that gave me so much more ammo to go back to wanting to stick with a 5 a.m. habit. I was much happier doing it at 5. And the trade-off of needing to go to bed early and plan my evenings a little bit more, the benefit far outweighed the cost of having to do that. Because the days that I was waking up early, I truly, ironically, had more energy. By the end of the day, I just felt better. I felt like this was a productive day, a day well spent. I was exercising. I was keeping up with chores in the house. Like, all of these magical things kind of happen because I think waking up at 5 a.m. is a keystone habit, which we briefly touched on in a previous episode. It's one of these habits where you surprise yourself that you're doing it because, you know, waking up at 5 is like such a shocking thing to do for some people that you think, well, what else can I do? And you start to do all these other very impressive things and it dominoes from there. But spending that week not doing that, I think was really critical for me to be aware that that was an important change that I did want to keep. I think this has been something that is not talked about enough because oftentimes self-help books and anything that is trying to teach you to introduce change only ever forces like start the streak, never break the streak, you know, like never, ever, ever break the streak. Like you just have to do it every single day forever and ever, and you never need to let yourself like, you know, break the chain. And I'm sure that for certain things, that is very important that you never break the chain. But for habits like starting a 5 a.m. wake up habit, it's okay that you miss a day or you miss a couple of days or you allow yourself to stop doing it, but only after you've done it long enough to where you can really kind of compare the two and truly understand, do you like version A or version B better? There have been a number of habits that I have tried where I'll stick with it for a month, sometimes 2 months, honestly, sometimes a whole year I've made it doing something and then realize like, this isn't providing the value that I thought it was. And I allowed myself to stop. You have to give yourself space to, you know, reevaluate and get back the other side of the data and understand, you know, using kind of recency, like, do you want to continue doing this or not? One other example I'll give you is that I've been vegetarian now for over 14 years, and actually most recently I've been a vegan for a year. And when I first was trying to go vegetarian, I didn't eat meat for like 3 or 4 months. And then I started eating it again because I thought, this is really difficult. And at the time I was living in Texas, and Texas is not super well known for being vegetarian friendly. Big shock there. And so it was a little bit harder to go out with friends and family and, you know, get a meal together and share that experience. So 3 or 4 months in, I thought, maybe being vegetarian is not for me. And I spent another 2 or 3 months eating meat again. And what was really interesting is that after those, you know, 2 or 3 months of doing that, I thought back to my time being vegetarian and realized like, wow, I actually had more energy. I felt healthier. I liked the food choices I was making. I was, you know, working out more for whatever reason. Like I didn't understand all the dots, you know, but I was able to connect them looking back. And so then I made the decision, yep, I'm actually happier being vegetarian. So that's what I'm going to do. And it just clicked. And that was that. And I haven't looked back since. And, you know, it was like 12 years ago. So had I not given myself the space to do that, the worst case scenario is I would have been a begrudging, angry vegetarian for 14 years or 12 years because I never let myself like try to go back to meat eating. You know, I would have just been angry about it, or I would have just, you know, failed and never even thought to give myself the break to see, is this actually important to me, to reevaluate? So if you're building a new habit, really try to stick to the habit. Like this isn't to say like only wake up at 5 a.m. for one day. And if you don't like it, then stop doing it. Give yourself an honest run at it. You know, spend 3 to 4 weeks, 6 weeks, give yourself 2 months, 3 months, sign yourself up for like a bit of a long haul on it. But then if it's just not clicking for you, stop doing it for a little bit and then check in with yourself again and evaluate like, am I better off in version A or version B? I'm willing to bet that more often than not, you'll find yourself happier with version A than version B. In other words, you'll find yourself happier having introduced the change versus going back to how things were. And that's how I've really helped to reconcile the argument in my brain of like, I like this, I don't like this, go back, etc. This week's song of the week to kind of get you amped up to start a new change is Katy Perry's song Roar, which has to be like a chart topper for motivational songs, right? Like you play this and whatever your opinion of pop music is, it's hard not to really get into the song and be motivated by it. What I really love is you can imagine the lyrics here as her talking with herself, like her other self, or you talking with your other self who is trying to keep you quiet and keep you down and, you know, not let you introduce change. But you're like, no, like no more. You will hear me roar, you know, like I've got the eye of the tiger, like you're going to hear me roar. And I think that that's so cool in that regard. Like, it's okay to acknowledge that you have a voice in you that's trying to keep you down, but then you've got another voice in there that's trying to lift you up. And so let that voice roar and see what happens. Because you are super awesome. We all are. And we can do whatever we want.